Hello, this has been Bingham from the Oakland Church of Christ. We're talking this week from Hebrews chapter 11 about faith that pleases God and how God rewards those who diligently seek Him. We've already looked at Noah's obedient faith, Sarah's trusting faith, and Joseph's lifelong faith. So now let's read Hebrews chapter 11 verses 24 through 26 and consider the faith of Moses. By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. At the beginning of this account, Moses is in a great position. He's been adopted by the daughter of the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh. The only catch is that in the meantime, his brethren by blood, the Israelites, are in harsh slavery to the Egyptians. So Moses has a choice to make: comfort in Egyptian royalty or suffering with the people of God. If he had chosen comfort, he wouldn't be in this chapter of Heroes of Faith. Moses has strong enough faith in God to choose the hard road because he has long-term vision. He knows the pleasures of Egypt would pass, and he knows God has something better in store for him after his journey on earth is over. I don't know how much he knows about heaven at this point, but I do know that verse 26 says that he was looking to the reward. And so Moses chooses to spend his life leading ungrateful people through a dangerous wilderness, leaning on his God all the while. He becomes an early type or shadow of Jesus Christ. Like Christ, Moses delivers his people from slavery, bringing them to a promised land of rest. And it all starts with the decision to choose a distant reward from God instead of a life of comfort. What about us? Are we ever faced with a choice between serving God or living in earthly comfort? Yes, nearly every day. So we need to consider Paul's words of encouragement in Philippians 3:17-21. Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even in tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body, by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself. So on one hand, we have those whose minds are set on earthly things, on their bellies, on earthly comfort and pleasure. If this is our primary focus, we're in trouble, because this says their end is destruction. On the other hand, we have those who live as citizens of heaven. Like Moses, they give up the passing pleasures of sin because they are awaiting their glorious heavenly bodies. They have the self-control and spiritual vision to abstain from sinful living because they're looking to the reward. Are we living only for this life, or are we living for the next? God knows, and He will judge us accordingly. Romans 2 verses 6 through 8 say that He will render to each one according to his works, to those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, He will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. Moses had a choice between selfish living and patience and well-doing. He chose the harder road that leads to glory and honor and immortality. What are you choosing? It's the most important choice you can ever make. Choose well and choose in faith, looking to the reward. Tomorrow we'll look at our last hero of faith. She's perhaps the most surprising one of all, and I'm looking forward to studying about her tomorrow. Thanks for your time today. Come visit the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, in person or online on our Facebook page or our website, churchofchristatoakland.com. That's churchofchristatoakland.com.